أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين كفروا لو أن لهم ما في الأرض جميعا ومثله معه ليفتدوا به من عذاب يوم القيامة ما تقبل منهم ولهم عذاب أليم. In the previous ayat we read, in fact the ayat before that, of all the capital crimes and the capital punishment. And then we read in the previous ayat that Allah Ta'ala told the believers that they should not be like the non-believers, and that they should not think that they are the children of the Anbiya, so nothing can happen to them, etc. And that the believers, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ, have the fear of Allah, وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ, and seek righteous and good deeds in order to reach Allah Ta'ala. And all the other details about wasila we explained. And then very important also, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِهِ, and strive, make jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Don't keep back from jihad. With an open heart, make jihad and strive for the establishment of the deen of Allah Ta'ala. In their lies, Allah addresses the kuffar again, and that is that when they will be in the fire of Jahannam and they will have that punishment, then what their condition will be. Inna alladhina kafaru, these people, julu kafir hai, those people who died without iman, who did not have iman. For them, لَوْ أَنَّ لَهُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا, agar unke paas ho jo kuch zameen mein hai, if everything what is in the earth belongs to them there on the day of Qiyamah, وَمِثْلَهُ, or uske saath, uske barabar, and similar to that, not only whatever is in the whole world, but double that amount if there is. But that will not save them from the punishment of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is a riwayat of Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif of Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that he says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the person who will get the lightest, the least punishment in Jahannam, Allah Ta'ala will ask him that if you had everything what is on earth, if you owned all that, will you give away that if in lieu of the punishment of the fire of Jahannam? He will be very happy and he shall definitely give that. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, my Banda, I did not ask you for so much, that whatever the whole world contains and whatever it is and it belongs to you, all I ask of you is that you must not make shirk with me, that you must not associate partners with me. In other riwayat it comes that all I asked of you was La ilaha illallah. That is all what I asked of you. And had you come with that, then I should have saved you from the fire of Jahannam and I should have entered you into Jannat. So to die with iman, and basically that we don't associate any partners with Allah Ta'ala. Openly, alhamdulillah, Muslims do not associate partners with Allah Ta'ala. But otherwise, don't put our trust in our businesses, for example, in medicine, for example, in the contacts that we have, whether that they will do our work for us. I got this contact, I've got that contact, etc. Our trust must be only on Allah Ta'ala. So much so that ulama stress that even on ta'weez, a haram ta'weez, which is fake ta'weez, that is right out of the question. But even a permissible ta'weez, even that a person who avoids that. And that there will be 70,000 people who will enter into Jannat without any reckoning. Among them are those who do not do any ruqiyah also. They just put their full trust, though it is permissible. Permissible ruqiyah, which is according to Quran and Hadith, is permissible. But a person who puts his full trust on Allah Ta'ala. So, وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ, and a person that whatever is in the earth and similar to that another amount, لَيَفْتَدُوا بِهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, بدلہ میں دے اپنے قیامت کے عذاب سے. ہی گیوز آل دیٹ ان لیو دیٹ دا عذاب مسٹ بی ٹیکن اوے بٹ اٹ ول ناٹ بی ٹیکن اوے اینڈ دیٹ از فار دا پرسن ہو ول بی گیٹنگ دا لیسٹ پنشمنٹ. ما تقبل منہم تو ان سے قبول نہ ہوگا. ولہم عذاب الیم اور ان کے واسطے عذاب دردناک ہے. اینڈ فار دیم ول بی اے ویری پینفل پنشمنٹ. So Allah Ta'ala addressing the kuffar in the Quran Sharif is a great lesson for us that we must stay away from all type of shirk and we must establish the tawheed, la ilaha illallah, truly and sincerely, and shirk khafi, to do things for name and fame, for to show people to do, and that also comes so stealthily, so secretly in the heart of a person that وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, they are not even aware of it. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to have this concern of having this iman, and that when our maut comes that we die with this iman. That is the most important. الْعِبْرَةُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ, the end result is the most important, that we live with this iman, die with this iman. May Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah and guide us to righteousness. سبحان الله وبحمده.